The accused subway shooter in court. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The man suspected of shooting up a subway in Brooklyn, New York, Tuesday, arraigned on federal terrorism charges.
Frank James was denied bail, and he will be detained for the duration of his trial. He appeared in court without handcuffs or shackles. His defense attorney asked the judge that he undergo a medical psychiatric evaluation, and prosecutors say the evidence against James is strong.
Fox's Brian Yenis, James' attorney, cautioning against a rush to judgment in the case. California's plan to require all school children to be vaccinated against the coronavirus has been put on hold for at least a year. Federal regulators have yet to give final approval for the vaccine in school-aged children. Former Trump White House aide Stephen Miller questioned for hours by the House Select January 6th committee investigating what happened that day at the U.S. Capitol. He had previously filed a lawsuit trying to quash a congressional subpoena for his phone records. Russian state media says the country's guided missile cruiser, the Moskva, has sunk in the Black Sea after an onboard fire that started in its ammunition storage and that the ship sank in a storm while being towed to port. Ukraine claims it hit the vessel with two missiles. The Pentagon isn't sure which is true.
We're in no position to refute the Ukrainian claims right now that they hit it with a missile, but we can't absolutely confirm it independently. We certainly recognize that the ship suffered an explosion, which led to a significant fire on board.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby also could not confirm Russia's claims that more than 1,000 Ukrainian forces have surrendered in Mariupol, saying anything that comes from Russian state media needs to be taken with, as he put it, a big grain of salt. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow lost 113 points, NASDAQ down 292, the S&P 500 closing 54 points lower, crude oil trading just over $99 a barrel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden visited the nation's largest historically black college Thursday, pitching his plans to make America more self-reliant.
The president at North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro talked opportunity, innovation, and emphasizing the Made in America concept. He said it's time for the U.S. to not rely so much on foreign supply chains, which can change our standing in the world.
Our economic strength is on the line, and national security as well is on the line. Companies are ready to invest in America, in American communities, in American workers. But they need to see that their government is capable of investing in our future.
President Biden again called on Congress to pass a bipartisan Innovation Act to help make that investment happen. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Elon Musk making a $43 billion bid to buy out other Twitter shareholders and take the platform private, explaining his reasonings to the 2022 TED conference Thursday afternoon.
Strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
Twitter's board reportedly considering a poison pill maneuver to stop Musk's takeover bid. Florida becomes the latest state to restrict abortion. Governor DeSantis signing a new law that bans the procedure 15 weeks into a pregnancy unless the mother's life is at risk. A raging wildfire in New Mexico is now a killer. Two people dead, more than 200 homes destroyed by the fire near Rodoso. Fire incident commander David Bales.
We're going to bring the full availability of all our aviation and ground resources to fully suppress both the McBride and Nogal Canyon fires.
The fires so far 0% contained. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.